Okay, yeah, my first shot because I thought we already took our first one.
Alright, guys. This shot is to episode 12 of Otaku Cafe. Last episode. Woo!
Yeah, woo! The season finale.
Season one finale.
Season one finale.
We made it.
And we are recording, it. By the way. We are recording. Forgot to mention that.
And when we made it.
There we go. That was great. Good job. Good job. So I'm gonna go ahead and take this shot.
Hold on. Yeah, let's clink the phone.
I'll bet.
Clink.
Clink, clink.
Clink.
And here we are. What's going on, guys? This is Otaku Cafe, and as you heard, episode 12, season finale of season 1. This week, we're going to end this off, you know, pretty strong. There might be some yelling. I don't know if anyone's going to dispute, but I'm ready to, and I hope you guys enjoy this final episode because we will be taking a break. Now, the person you're hearing speaking right now is none other than Mello. Who would like to go next?
I feel like I should go before the guest. So you already know what it is. It's your boy, Great Saint Otaku, BB, a.k.a. G-Sob.
Why'd you say guest like that?
Right now, coming at you live in your cerebellum.
Did you hear we said that he's like the guest? Like, relax, bro. Right?
Nice, excited.
He's right? Yeah, no, you gotta come with that energy so the guest knows what energy to come with.
Nah, bro, you said, I think I should go next before the guest. Just call him a muggle, bro. Chill.
Hey, Harry Potter reference, finally.
Hey, you know, I know the references and shit now. Now, I mean.
Yo, did you guys see the poster for that new Harry Potter movie that's coming out? I hope it's real.
I have not seen it, no.
What? Yo, I'm about to share it in this Discord, bro. He literally has like a pea coat. He looks fly as shit. He has a beard.
Hold up, what?
Bro, can I share it to this Discord in this very moment? Because if I can, you guys are about to see some shit. Y'all are about to see some shit. Like, yo, this new Harry Potter shit is like, it looks amazing.
Oh, the Cursed Child one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at that shit right now. Bro, that's going to be fire.
Ooh, wee!
Hey, guest, do you want to, like, say your name?
Right, I forgot. By the way, as special guest, part 2, coming at you live, it's Twitchy, a.k.a. M. Nasty, of House Nasty, first of his name. What up?
Hey. Oh, yeah, I forgot you're a part of House Nasty.
Yeah. You know, this is a House Nasty episode, bro. We're going to end it nasty. We're going to end the season nasty.
How nasty do you get?
Oh, dear God.
How nasty? Willing to get.
See, that's for the bedroom, not for the Discord.
What if the Discord is in the bedroom?
Oh, damn, you caught me.
Oh, fuck. Wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. David, let's take it to the bedroom. Yeah. Nah, let's take it to the Discord.
Let's bring the Discord to the bedroom.
Y'all sick.
That's some nerdy ass shit.
Yo, dead ass.
So, guys, you know, as we start off all of our episodes, let's get into what the fuck have you been watching lately? Who would like to go first? Any volunteers?
I would like to go off first. So, the last time we spoke, I said I was planning on watching Seven Deadly Sins, which I actually recently completed. Mm-hmm. So I watched the latest season of Seven Deadly Sins, and I must say, I know I was talking shit in the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
But it picked up. In the first few episodes, it was literally annoying and stupid trash. But it was literally around the episode where Escanor fought Meliodas, and suddenly the episode really picked up, and I really started to enjoy it from there moving forward, because Meliodas stopped being annoying. Escanor literally let everybody know that he's a savage and he can't be defeated. So after that, I was like, no, I really enjoy the series. And on top of that, the series explicated exactly what was going on. So the time loop that they had been hinting at since season one had now finally been explained, and it was really fucked up, which we love about anime, as you know. It's a really fucked up story, so we very much enjoyed it. And I definitely have to say, the latest season, I guess it's technically season four of Seven Deadly Sins, definitely gets a solid 8 out of 10 for me.
I respect that.
What about you guys? What have you guys been watching?
Nice. You want to go next, Twitch?
Yeah, I'll take that. Hold on.
Twitchy, will you get, like, copyright infringement from Twitch?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't think about that, but that's crazy.
That name has nothing to do with Twitch.
Hold on. Tee out. I feel like we should have some ground rules on how many, when we should take shots.
I'm ready for another one.
Because I'm ready for another one, but I want to do it. I want to make this kind of like fun, where it's like we are taking shots because of rules that we made today.
I'm down.
Go ahead.
So anytime the word crazy is said, we should all take a shot.
I have another one.
Go ahead.
If you can make G-Sob cringe with what you say, he has to take a shot.
That's not fair. That's a personal attack on my
character. What are you talking about? You wanted some rules. I'm giving rules. What? I just wanted to take
this
a shot.
This sounds interesting, though.
Okay. Every time Mello does the One Punch Man, okay.
Yo.
God damn.
This man just removed 40% of my character development.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yo, we're going to be off our ass by the end of this.
No, dead ass.
Yeah,
like,
we are.
This is crazy.
And then, if we can get Twitchy 13, because copyright infringement. If we can get him to laugh with anything me or you say, G-Sop, he has to take a shot. Boom.
Oh, that ain't even fair.
I mean, I feel like all the rules are well rounded. Honestly,
I feel like that's 60% of my character development gone.
My thing is, my shot is literally 100% of my character development, because everything everybody says makes me cringe, and I hate it here.
Damn.
Exactly.
Oh shit.
So let's get into it. I'm sorry. Who started What Have You Been Watching Lately? Was it you, G-Sob?
So, yeah, I started by saying Seven Deadly Sins Season 4. You continued with... No, it was actually...
Tangent.
It was Tangent, yeah, so I'm up next.
Go ahead, Twitchy. 13.
Of course.
Yo, that's crazy. Right, you just laughed.
Did you just
laugh? Yeah, I'm taking the shot. I'm taking it. Clink.
Do you not want to survive this night?
He's fine, bro. He's home, so it doesn't even matter. That's why we're doing it over the internet.
Let me get through this. So, Fire Force is still going strong. Love it.
Thank you.
What season?
God of High School. I'm on season 2. I'm caught up to every episode.
Oh, nice.
God of High School. I've been waiting for that anime to come out since high school because I used to read the mangas.
God of High School is top 5 current ongoing animes right now, period.
And that's facts. Like I said, it's debatable. 2013, I've been reading it, and I've been waiting for this day to come.
Literally, God of High School, I didn't know what was going to, like, outdo, but I didn't know what was going to compete with Tower of God. but God of High School definitely is a contender with Tower of God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's a good take. That's a good take.
Fuck, what else? Oh, I did finish Hunter Hunter and Twin Star Exorcist. I know I'm late to Hunter Hunter, but it was A1 spectacular.
Who's your favorite character?
Hisako.
Good one.
Well, yo, why is everybody's favorite character a pedophile?
I'm sorry. Are you triggered?
That sounded cringy.
You know what? I'm gonna take this shot because yes, this is cringe. I'm taking the yo. This is so stupid. This is not fair. I hate it.
Nah, I'm already on my second. So chill.
That's so stupid. Why is a pedophile everybody's favorite character? I don't get it.
Nah. So why you take this shot? Hisoka is not a pedophile.
He literally was getting sexually activated by having a fight with a 12-year-old.
But it's not the fact that he's 12, because if it was an 80-year-old, the same effect would have happened to him.
No, that has never happened. We have no evidence to the fact. And even, let's say that was the case, he was still getting sexually activated by a 12-year-old child.
All right, well, my man's is sick in the head, and I'm not a pedophile.
No!
Let's put that out there, he's awesome.
Let's put that out there.
My question is, if you have a 12-year-old child, right, are you going to let him around Hisoka?
Well, not, because Hisoka's going to kill him anyways.
No, because Hisoka's probably going to molest him.
Oh, shit.
He said, gone. What?
Listen. No, because he got turned off by Killua's brother.
Is this your king?
He gets turned on by Killua's brother, too. So chill.
He said, gone. Like, that's your king?
And he's not even 12, because homie was talking about, I've been on many dates with women.
Bro, we're not about to sit here and debate it. Literally,
okay, bet.
Gon was a child.
Anyways.
Hisoka was literally nutting on the tournament floor from fighting Gon.
Oh, I see that you caught that laugh, King. Wow.
Thank you. I'm trying. 60%, like I said.
I'm gonna take a shot because this was triggering, and honestly, I just want to say to John, aka Mello, F you, because this is not fair, and I hate it.
Ooh, I was just about to say that. That's crazy.
I knew you were about to say
it. Yo,
fucking close.
That was crazy. Yo, that's crazy.
I literally felt it in your spirit. I felt you like looking like, okay.
I'm gonna just take a shot with you guys, okay? I wanted to say it. Fuck you guys.
Because I feel like we all just like hit our own character flaw in that one fail swoop.
Yeah, we did. Facts. That was quick.
Yo, we're terrible at this.
Mm-mm.
All right, so
clinkers, guys.
Clink clink.
Clink clink.
Clink clink.
Takes shot. I will say mine next. Hold on, clink.
Woo,
woo. Oh my god. So, WTF has Mello been watching lately? I can tell you guys that I actually haven't been watching any series. I've actually been watching anime movies. Which I'm...
Ooh, talk to us.
Yeah, it's actually a really bad... I mean, it's not even a bad... It's something that I never did because I believe when the word canon appears, that means it's true to the story. So movies are non-canon,
right?
That
is correct.
Okay, so I feel like I've watched a lot of non-canon movies, except for one. The first movie that got me into my movie binge was... The second My Hero movie, that movie was fire in terms of, like, animation and stuff.
That movie was heat.
No, it was good. Like, heat. I can't even be mad. The villain was amazing. I love the villain, like...
100%.
Character, like, style, color scheme, everything. And then...
The animation was superb.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was just crazy. Like, even during... I'm not even going to spoil the movie. Anyways, it was a good movie. And then I got into, like, this old anime movie hole... where I ended up watching like the first six original Naruto movies again, but I watched like the first two when I was younger, and then I watched the other four, and like it made me think like, yo, these are kind of like filler movies into Shippuden, but like this nigga Naruto really stretched that Rasengan, bro. Like that's he stretched that Rasengan that's like a Honda Civic, bro. Like that shit was crazy.
On dog, I swear he literally redressed that Rasengan in almost every movie.
That's what I'm saying.
He literally put a mustache on that Rasengan and said, "This is a different Rasengan."
Like, y'all gonna like it? And everyone's like,
"Nah." Can we talk to that? Can we talk about that first one where he said "Rainbow Rasengan"? Like,
bro.
Really?
Oh my god.
The light hit it the right way. That's all.
That's it.
He said, "Power of friendship, Rasengan." What?
Yeah, bro. Like, I didn't even think Rasengan had that much forms because, like, I watched all the way to Naruto, then I jumped into Shippuden, and you know that's when he started doing his little Rasen Shuriken vibe. But this nigga had mad Rasengans at some point. Nigga had shadow clone and gone. I don't even know what was going on at some point. But
honestly, it literally just got more and more confusing as the shit went on.
Literally. But the only difference between like, because I was speaking to my friends, was like, with Naruto and Sasuke invented the Chidori, but he made every single variation mad fresh. Like, he said,
Sasuke did invent the Chidori.
He said, no, well, you know what I mean by in terms of the use and then creating variables of it? He went from Chidori, Chidori Blade, Chidori Stream.
So the same that Naruto mastered and perfected the Rasengan, where he made Rasen Shuriken because he perfected the Rasengan, is the same way that, like, Sasuke kind of, like, perfected the Chidori.
Yeah.
But, like, accurately depicted, Chidori was invented by Kakashi.
Yeah. But even with Chidori, like, between the evolution of the Rasengans with Naruto, then Sasuke made the Chidori fresh. He went from Chidori into my hand, to the blade, to the stream off the ground, to the sword. Then he said, you know what? Kirin. First of all, how do you get something from your hand and then create it with natural cloud? I feel like he knew nature energy before him, but, you know.
Oh, no, that's a fact.
Because I'm like, 100%. Bro, how is this nigga doing Kirin? Like, the Raikage niggas can't even do that. They can just put it on their bodies, but this nigga summoning a lightning dragon? That shit was crazy.
Yep.
So, you know, like, I was watching the Rasengans, and I was like, the worst part for, like, the movies, though, was, like, the Rasengan didn't even look like it was powered up. It looked like the same Rasengan in just different color palettes. I was like, okay.
Yep.
Like, that was it. Like, okay. Like, that's how I felt watching all of them. I was like, Land of the Snow. Regular Rasengan.
One day, if not today, we should literally do our best, like, anime impressions. And we have to do literally subbed voices. It can't be like
I don't think I could try it. Yeah, I could try it.
We should definitely do that, like, either today or next season.
Bet. I already know who I'm calling.
Hold on, I gotta think, because you said subbed. I can do dubbed, but damn.
So I'll give you an example, because the reason that made me think of it was literally Sasuke doing the Chidori wave. But then I was like, it wasn't called Chidori Wave in the sub.
Mm-hmm.
He called it, he was like, Chidori Nagashi. And I was this shit sounds badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
Sounds so badass. And I love it.
Nah,
because
see, if we did
apparently
dubbed,
Nagashi means like stream or wave.
I'm gonna just bullshit y'all and just do some All Might. Detroit Smash! I win. Good game.
Bullshit.
I'm about to hit you with the Byakuya from Bleach. Zenbun Sakura Kageyoshi.
Yeah, no, that one was good too, yeah.
That one was when he was like, yo, Bunkai.
Oh, or when freaking, this nigga Kashi, Kamui! I'm like, alright, bro, chill out.
Yo, I was
chill
like,
out.
Chill out, chill out.
You ain't even, you ain't even Uchiha. Chill out, bro. Chill the fuck out.
Chill out. Bro, but he was coming through with it.
Nah, but he needs to chill out.
Yo, he came through with that heat.
No, for okay, that's a different topic for another day because I was about to wild out and get into a tangent. So yeah. We already finished. You know, what the fuck have you been watching lately?
Wow, that was all from what the fuck have you been watching?
Yeah, it has been. Yeah,
that's crazy. Wow, we had a lot to say about.
Yo, that's yo. You know, it's even C or you said the C word, and now you got to take another shot. And you made the rule. Who made that rule?
Damn, son.
Yo, that's crazy.
Wow, y'all are.
Oh, wait, I just said it. Oh, damn.
Oh, wow, you did.
All right, I'll take another shot. Yeah, I'll take a shot. Whatever, fuck it.
That's wild.
No one says that, nigga.
You know what? Take a shot just because it was close enough.
No, just take a shot.
Nah, fuck you. That's
bullshit. You're not safe.
Yo, this nigga, this nigga twitches like, yo, that's bonkers. No one says that. Like, what? Yeah, and you just laughed, so grab that cup, King.
No, fuck you.
Yo,
that's bullshit. I was already taking it.
Cup.
It's not record. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. You guys really put on the mic. Hold on.
God damn. Whew.
Oh, my God. All right. So let me just introduce the next topic since it's fresh on my mind. And that topic is, right? Here we go. Here we go. Let me clear my throat. Got a little ice chip. All right, I'm done. So choose a mask to wear. You gain all the abilities of the character who wears it. There are 6 masks. All right. I will start from the top row.
There are 9 masks.
I can't count, so I'll start over. And I will start from the top row. Mask number 1, Darth Vader. Mask number 2, Obito's mask. You already know what that brought. You know, you already know what that vibe is. Mask number 3, Spider-Man, which makes no sense if you're comparing the last two, but that's besides the point. Mask number 4.
It's comparable.
Okay. Mask number 4, which makes even more no sense to my mind, is the Red Power Ranger. Mask number 5 is Ichigo's fake ass mask. But, you know, if you watch Bleach, you'll know what I mean. Mask number 6, I forgot what mask that is, if you guys could help me with it.
From the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. Somebody stop me. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. That doesn't matter. Anyways, I'm being biased.
It's actually OP, but continue.
Yeah, it is. But, you know. Mask number 7, Iron Man mask. Iron mask.
Iron mask.
Mask number 8, Black Panther. Wakanda mask.
T'Challa.
The T'Challa mask. And mask number 9, Deadpool mask. Which one y'all choosing? Or should I go first? I'ma go first.
You go first.
I'm going with Obito, nigga, because I'm a Kamui everywhere, nigga. What's up?
Trash, bro.
Nigga, I'm saving on gas. What you mean?
Trash.
Yo, imagine you're at the club, right? And you're like, yo, what's up? Hey, I'm chilling. Yo, you trying to Discord at the crib? Kamui, you already back. Oh, all right. Y'all about to do fly like Iron Man? Man, get out of here.
All right. Great Saint, go ahead.
I'm never late.
So I'm going to tell you right now. It says I get all the abilities of the character. I'm definitely 100% taking Iron Man. The reason why.
This nigga
want
to be rich.
In fact.
Number one. I'm going to say that right now. But also, after the virus that Tony Stark got, Tony Stark became a technopath in which he could literally control technology with his mind.
Mm-hmm.
That ability alone is a force.
Fucking nerd.
Literally having the ability to not only create an Iron Man suit,
now you're
but
right.
To create infinite number of Iron Man suits that are to my liking. I can literally create a Gundam Iron Man suit if I wanted to.
Ooh, fire.
I'm not hearing it.
That would be crazy.
I'm going to still wash you, though, with my mask. What's up?
How are you going to wash me if you're dead?
Nah, you can't watch me. You can't even catch me, nigga. Kamui, what are you talking about?
If Kamui was such a failsafe, he wouldn't have gotten his ass beat by the fourth.
So, Twitch, it's your turn.
By Kakashi, the fourth.
The fourth only had literally one offensive jutsu. Literally one.
Mm-hmm. And that was crazy.
He only had one.
The generational Rasengan?
He literally only had one attacking jutsu. There was literally nothing else he could have done to him. And he literally lost to a guy who only had one. Bro, you have an eye that copies an infinite number of jutsu, and you lost to a guy who only has one jutsu. That's nuts.
Wait, isn't Minato's like a teleport Rasengan or a Shuren Sengan?
No,
I don't know. Anyways,
Flying Raijin is not an offensive; it's a traveling jutsu.
Yep. Right?
So because Rasengan was, as far as we know, the only offensive, aside from like, if you could debate that the Death Reaper ceiling was offensive, but even in that was more of a ceiling jutsu than an offensive one.
It's a one-time use.
His offensive jutsu was literally Rasengan.
Wait, so you're telling me this nigga Minato would hit a nigga and throw a shuriken at the same time to continue his combo?
That's a fact.
Trash. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I'm not sitting here.
That's crazy. Did Twitch just laugh?
Toby went hard.
That's crazy. Like, you said that's crazy.
Toby, shit.
Nah, first off, we're not going to call him Toby because that's the orange mask, not the white mask.
Yeah, talk to these niggas, Twitch.
I'm just saying, you call him Toby, he's wearing the orange mask. He's that goofy-ass dude that's fucking running around acting stupid as hell. When he was Obito, he put the white mask on, and he was fucking shit up. But he still got his ass waxed. So, skirt, skirt, I'm picking the mask with Jim Carrey. Because he's literally a cartoon. And that shit just made perfect sense. Like, he got shot up.
Is that where that somebody stop me shit comes from?
It's somebody. Somebody stopped me.
Huh. Okay.
But he literally got shot up like it was nothing. And then shot the bullets out using his mouth. And it sounded like a 50 cal. He was unstoppable. Dude swallowed a whole bundle of dynamite and then burnt it up.
Dynamite.
I know, that's boom, boom, boom.
I ain't hear you boom, boom, boom take that shot, though.
That's what we are supposed to hear some clinkers, bro. Ooh, I like that sound.
Ooh.
Y'all beat me to it? Okay, let me get my shot.
Oh, I do not like that taste.
Wait, why are we all taking a shot right now?
Oh,
somebody said.
Nani? Nani?
And there it is, guys. A new fighter has appeared.
Right.
A new fighter has appeared.
Player 4, press select.
Honestly, I forgot like the following words that come right after. That's how I know I'm not cultured enough.
Honestly, it's really hard because you literally, as when it comes to JoJo, I don't care what anybody says. JoJo has the most
flavor,
iconic, and quotables of any anime out there. Period.
Period.
I mean,
there is literally no other anime that has as many quotables and iconic moments than JoJo.
I mean, dub Naruto iconic was, you know, this is my ninja, my nindo way. Believe
that's
it.
One.
Like, come
that's,
on.
That's
one.
Because I do find myself saying Databayo a little bit more often than the average Joe.
Listen,
thank you.
I need you to understand something. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure had an episode where randomly a guy was literally fondling a cherry with his tongue, and that became iconic. Bro, that became iconic.
This is your king.
Literally, the fact that a dude could literally
Lady Gaga
be fondling,
anime, that would be JoJo.
He could fondle a cherry with his tongue, and that become iconic. I'm sorry, JoJo has the most iconic and quotables in anime, period.
Hold on, guys. I just want to share this picture. If you guys look at the screen, this is exactly what happened when Frankie Ocean joined. Right here. This is it right here. Just right there. There it is.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, that's it.
That is fire.
I might just have to just take that crop in and just put everyone's face in the center whenever someone enters the chat and just put it inside.
I love the noise. It was like really crazy noise.
Yo, Frankie Ocean.
What up?
All right. I'm about to list 9 masks. You have to pick. You have to pick one mask.
Pisk. Pisk.
Piss one.
I'm not getting paid to piss on anything. Go on.
Are you ready?
Christ.
What's up?
All right. So, number one, Darth Vader. Number one, Obito, a.k.a. Toby from Naruto Shippuden. Puppies. Number three, Spider-Man. Number four, Red Ranger for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Ooh,
number five, Ichigo Kurosaki. Yes.
Okay.
Number five, Ichigo Kurosaki. The mask, the hollow mask specifically. Number six is the mask from Jim Carrey's The Mask. Number seven is Iron Man mask. Number eight is Black Panther mask. And number nine is Deadpool mask.
Oh, okay. Those are so good. That's such a good. Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to pick one?
One.
Can I pick two?
You can pick two.
No.
You have one face.
Hey, I gotta find my loophole.
You have one face, queen.
Damn.
She said the back of my face and the front of my face.
Yo, dead ass.
Call me a
dead
Gemini.
That sounds about
right. Right. Hold up. All right, what's the question again? Like, to pick one, basically the best one to keep.
Yeah, you get all their abilities.
Ooh, oh my god. Damn, because Obito's is so good. But listen, I remember watching. What is his face again? Like the green, you just said his name.
Oh, Jim Carrey's
the
mask?
The mask, yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That
was iconic because if you really watch it, like, he could become anything and do anything. He was basically the Green Lantern with that mask.
And literally. He was literally a gag character, so he could literally come out of the page. Like, that's
mm-hmm.
how much
yep.
of a force he was. He literally could bend reality.
Exactly. Like,
yeah,
how more iconic can you be than to bend reality? Because I was about to say Obito's was pretty legit because, like, I mean, that's, like, OP as fuck. Like, he's an arc because of it. I mean, obviously trauma. But whatever, Damn, I have to say the mask, Jim Carrey.
That's a good choice.
That's a great
choice.
Yeah,
hey, reality.
I'm going to tell people, even, honestly, all of these masks were solid. Even the Red Ranger.
Because
a lot of people sleep on Mighty Morphin, but Mighty Morphin,
mm-hmm.
Red Ranger, if you look at it, these dudes was a force.
Mm-hmm.
But... Hold up, nah, time out, because my issue is that they got the Red Ranger and not the White Ranger.
The White Ranger is my favorite, I will admit.
Yeah. Tommy came through with a fucking flute that sounded like a synthesizer that was a sword. Five, six of them.
The flute was when he was a Green Ranger.
Alright, you're right, Green Ranger, my bad. But still, that's
the
difference.
I'm gonna tell you right now, right? I'm gonna.
Go Power
my favorite ranger definitely has to be Lord Draken. Lord Draken is an alternate reality when Tommy becomes evil again. And when he becomes evil, he fuses the Green Ranger and the White Ranger together.
Oh, yeah.
And becomes a fucking beast.
I remember that.
I remember watching so much of the Power Rangers when I was younger, but I can tell you honestly, I don't remember it too well.
Oh, I read the
comics. I do remember how ridiculous the villains were sometimes. And I, even as a kid, like, I was like, what the hell were they thinking? This old lady. It's just bad. Like, ha, 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 take over the world.
No, seriously.
Like, even as bad. A kid, I knew it was, like, a little, I'm like, wow, they need a better budget. That budget's a little tight, huh? But
they use it all on explosions.
Besides those ones, I would have said, like, my third pick would have been Ichigo's Hollow Mask.
That not bad.
Fire. Whole life changed.
I respect
my
it.
My whole life has changed. Since I'm a soul reaper.
I love pencil.
That remix.
I love that remix, and I definitely have to say, I definitely love Ichigo's mask.
Yeah, that was fire.
Otaku Cafe. Honestly, album.
I would have so much anxiety if that was reality. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, you're in school one day, and then, like, you're like, yo, this, like, what is she doing over there? And you're like, you randomly see something, like, the size of a building. Attacking you like, oh shit, she's about to die. And then you see that tiny thing slice that other giant thing, and you're like, I got class fifth period, like, I can't do this. I can't do this. Like, black people would just be like, I don't see fuck. Shit.
You just laugh, fact. King?
Yo, I'm shit. You can hear the clinks, hold up.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought, whore.
Fuck you.
Slut.
Oh, damn. That's like 8.
The police.
Oh. All right. What's up, all right, guys?
So, what is. Yo, that was literally only the first topic. This is crazy.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. I just said the C word.
Oh,
yep. That's, you know what time it is?
That's bananas.
Yo, girl. You know what? Take a what shot. We're not doing substitutes.
What?
Oh, man.
We are not accepting substitutes.
If I'm trying to think. What was the word?
Oh, wait. Frankie wasn't here when we made the rules.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Break it down for her.
Are you about to pull a Cosmo with the rules?
Yeah. So, number one, if you literally say crazy or anything similar to the idea of that's crazy, you have to take a shot. Exactly.
All right. Well, upon parking my car, I will do that.
So another one is mellow. If mellow does the One Punch Man, okay, he has to take a shot. If Barbette, aka
Grace Saint Otaku BB,
yes, these are literally people specific. Grace Saint Otaku BB, G-Sob. If he literally cringes at something you say, he has to take a shot. If Twitch laughs at anything, he has to take a shot.
Yep.
Damn, this is hard.
You have no idea.
But y'all really predicted I would say, damn, that's crazy.
Oh, no, that's literally for all of us.
It's okay, universal.
I'm like, if you listen to any of our podcast people, that's what I say, like, all the time.
No, that's literally what all of us say all the time.
It she is, was about to say it right there. She caught herself already.
Oh, yeah. You already know. So close to saying again.
Yo, can we all agree that Black Clover is better than God of High School?
What?
Nah, bro.
Shut
up. Like, pitting it against too much.
Did someone get triggered?
I'm going to take this.
Someone get triggered?
I knew you targeted this at me. I knew you were just going to say some stupid ass shit. just to get me tight. I'm gonna take this shot, but understand, I need you to shut your damn mouth.
Shut your whore mouth.
Shut your whore mouth in this very moment.
I'm just saying, Asta, greater than sign, Jin Mori. But, you know, whatever.
Shut your whore mouth.
Bruh, I mean, you fucking with him or not, Black Clover is a great anime, but not touching God of High School.
Yo, what? Yo, and this is not even a cringe. I just need to understand in this moment. Hold on, let me hit the clinkers. Right? Hold on.
Absolutely no one. G-Sub. All right, I'm a wild out.
Yo, so I need to understand, what makes Black Clover a great anime?
Listen,
what is literally
love,
your definition of a great anime?
I would love to
because
talk about this, but you know, this is our final
sense.
Episode. We got to keep going, bro. I'm sorry. Maybe next season.
You're literally going to explain to me in this very moment, why is it that Black Clover is a good anime? I don't care what anybody says in this moment. You're going to explain this to me.
All right, bet. So,
that's crazy.
I think we need to have a conversation on how mech animes.
Nah. I need
we're not ready for that
right now. Why is it that Black Clover is a great anime?
Who are you asking?
Yo, that's nuts, bro.
Yeah, who are you asking?
Honestly, Mello, you take a shot.
What did I do?
Damn.
You know exactly what you did.
You know what you did.
You know what you did. Take a shot.
I shall
Twitch,
take a shot.
I need you to explain to me right now why is Black Clover a great anime?
I mean, so for me, obviously everyone has their own opinion, first off.
Yeah,
that's very true. Very true.
They're just stupid.
Okay, yeah, I know you're not talking about me, is what I'm going to say.
I'm just going to say some people believe in MAGA, so whatever.
Or magic.
Fair enough.
Not every opinion is an intelligent opinion. So I need you to explicate to me, why is it that you believe, why do you believe that Black Clover is a good anime?
So
Wait, you asked two separate questions. What makes a good anime, and then what makes Black Clover?
Yo,
anime?
Thank you, Frank. We don't have time for a Black Clover breakdown. We have to save that for another episode. Twitch, please.
We can come back season two.
Yeah,
special episode
season two, like no worries, yo. Twitch, go ahead.
I promise you, I'm literally gonna fight everyone in this fucking Discord. In this very moment.
Alright, Mello, take charge. What's next?
Go ahead, Twitch. I think you had a topic you wanted to bring up. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, my topic is, you know, I feel like mecha animes are really outcasted by a lot of weebs or just anybody that watches anime. And I don't understand why.
Who would do that?
I'm sorry, Mello, you literally hate mecha.
Facts.
My hand is up.
Wow, you too.
Yeah, Mello and Frankie
overhyped.
Ocean, they hate mech.
Honestly,
they do not like mech.
I have just not been convinced. Like I give mecha a chance, and there's only one mecha that I loved, and that's
Which
Darling
is?
The Franks.
What? I mean, that was a good one too. I
whoa!
Like,
did G-Sob get triggered
the
again?
One that I loved. Anything else is on a like.
Yo, G-Sob, take a shot, bro. You triggered again, bro.
You got
on the story very much
targeting
on the...
me at this point.
No one is targeting you, bro.
You guys are literally saying the most ridiculous shit ever just so I can start drinking. Like, that's not even fair at this point. Like, you guys are literally just saying, you guys don't even
I'm about to take another shot because that was crazy.
You know what? Let's take a shot. I hate it here. I genuinely hate it here.
Honestly,
we all like different things, and that's what brings us together.
No, I hate it here.
I can't.
You guys just say the most ridiculous things, and it's not fair.
Honestly, I can't speak for everyone else, but I get tired of seeing the same Honda Civic fighting another Toyota Camry in space. It's just all the same robots, bro. That's just me. That's all I'm saying.
But they're not. That's where you're wrong.
Yo, Mello.
Oh my I'm wrong. Mello? All right, go on Crunchyroll and put in.
Sir,
Mello?
Am I triggering you again, sir? Don't I'm sorry, Mello? Did I do anything wrong?
Mello?
My God.
Yo, I need you to Code Geass? No.
I know. Hold on, sir.
All right, that's an exception.
I understand what you're doing.
They're all Honda Civics in space. That's all it is.
I understand what you're doing, and it's not going to work.
I have a Honda Civic in space meme for you. I'm
gonna
make it.
Literally not going to get me to slip up. I'm literally accepting what you're saying as a fucking stupid as
Look
it
at
is.
You growing. That's what it is, bro. We all grow.
It's growth.
You're literally just
growth on this
You're
man.
Entitled to say the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, Frankie, you see this
I'm
man's
okay,
growth?
I'm okay with it.
Nice growth,
I'm
bro.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Because you're literally... Yo.
He's looking at me like, what mecha hurt you?
Right.
What Civic did this to you? Was it the 99?
He said Honda Civics in space. Yo.
Yo, Tommy, that would make an awesome Australian... Like an awesome...
I would watch it. I would watch it.
I'm
watching mechas if you're going to watch that.
I would watch Honda Civics in space. That very specific niche. Cause
I'm genuinely glad that we're social distance right now because it's like, honestly,
yo.
All of you guys would catch the Asta hands right now.
Ooh, Black Clover.
Y'all would catch the Asta
episode one where you
right
admit
you miss me. Asta hands, and I don't even like Black Clover. That's how you know it's real. Y'all would catch some Asta hands right now.
That's crazy.
You can
yep, just like that shot, you gotta take Mello.
Oh, shit!
Oh.
You got that.
Yo, Twitch, you coming back yep. season two?
Yep, you know it.
You better come back with a new name with your copyright infringement as.
Yeah, it's Twitchy 1396.
96.
We're, we're adding to it.
That 9-6, baby.
You know it.
Alright, okay. I'm gonna take this shot. Hold on.
I'm about to take this shot too. Hold on.
Let me know if you hear this. Did you hear
Clinkers.
That?
Yep. Yep.
Clink, clink.
This rage, my guy. Rage. Bumblebee looking ass.
So, what? So who's next? Hold on. Mecha topics. So I already said it myself. I'm not really into it. I feel like they stand the test of time because I just feel like it's an anime staple, so to speak. So I don't think it's gonna go away.
It's a staple, I think.
I can't be mad at it, but it's just not for me. That's all it is.
Okay, so this is what I'm gonna say. The reason why I feel like mechs are outcast is because mechs don't just do one shots. It's very rare that a mech anime is going to do a one shot. Whenever you have a mech anime, so for example, not even just Gundam, because Gundam is probably one of the most iconic mechs in anime history, right?
True.
Because it has so many variations, it has so many like different like retakes, reimaginings. Second seasons, third seasons, whatever, movies, etc. So Gundam is probably one of the most iconic. But even other mechs, for example, like Maycross. Maycross is literally a very, very old mech anime. But also, it didn't just have one Maycross. There were literally sequels to the Maycross series, and then on top of that, there were the movies, there was literally the reimaginings of Maycross, and you literally look at it, it's just, when it comes to mechs, mechs don't just live in one lifestyle. So for example, another example is, more recently, is Code Geass. Code Geass had
I love Code Geass.
First season was a smash hit. Code Geass season 2, another smash hit. So much so that they ended up making a movie in as a sequel to what happened in the Code Geass series.
Mm. Oh. Yep.
And even the way they left off in the movie, there's still room for another sequel.
That's literally playing on my TV right now. It's Code Geass season 1.
Throwing up notes.
Code Geass is straight heat. Heat.
That's facts. Like, the storyline, the action.
It had, like, really, it had a really good plot.
And really that, that was the thing. Story they tell. Gave that, like, intellectual, like, Death Note, that Death Note intellectual, like, you know, element to it, where it's like, you look at Lelouch v. Britannia. Mm-hmm. If you look at Lelouch, Lelouch had that mentality where it's like, I have to outthink every opponent that I have in every situation.
My man was literally playing chess while fighting.
Every battle. Every battle, he was like, you know, knight to R1, you know, all these things. And it was literally, he was literally playing chess. Yep. He was literally playing chess. So I would definitely say Code Geass, again, amongst other things like Gundam, Macross, etc. That's the thing that outcasted them, is that they never just came and then went. It was literally they came and then they stayed for a very, very long time. An uncomfortably long time.
I mean, I see your point, and that kind of gets into, like, the next topic, but at the same time, it's like, but there's a reason they stayed, because they were so good, you know? In my opinion.
Oh, 100%. That's a fact. Literally, you look at Gundam Wing. What? Gundam Wing? Gundam Wing Endless Waltz? Are you kidding me right now?
Sleep.
No, that's fact. Gundam?
Fact.
Even G Gundam, it's literally a boxing Gundam.
Literally, motherfucker said, "Burning finger." He literally turned into gold, shoved his finger up dudes' asses, pause no homo, and literally won fights.
It sounds like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Bro, facts. Stop disrespecting though.
Don't, I'm sorry.
Don't downplay it like that.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots did numbers, though. What's up?
You right. You got that point, and I give it to you.
What's up?
I mean, shoot. Like.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Mecha's have.
Oh, fuck.
Drink.
Yo. Yeah, I did not realize that. I did not even realize that I said that. Oh, okay.
I knew exactly what was about to happen. Drink.
Okay. Oh, shit. Wow, do I say that all the time?
You literally say that all the time.
Like that, if you have a catchphrase, it's that.
It's literally, specifically the One Punch Man, okay.
I see. That doesn't work.
I'm taking a shot.
Oh, did you just laugh, whore?
I said it. Clink, clink. Look at that.
Oh, okay.
I do three, so you know it's me.
Oh, you a rapper now.
I'm a poet.
Oh, excuse me.
Talk to him. Talk to him. Yo, can you spit some poetry bars for us right now?
Nah, that's not the time.
This is exactly the time.
Nah, we still got, you know, limited amount of time with maximum conversations.
I'm telling you right now, on the season finale, we should have Twitch 13 spit some poetry bars. It doesn't even have to be the whole poem. Just some poetry bars.
Oh, man. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe that's how I'll end it.
Yes. Start looking for it now. And we're going to
take my
some poetry
shot.
Bars.
I'm going to clink. Hold on. Let me get another shot glass so you can hear the clink.
Yep. Let's hear the clinkers.
Oh, there it is.
With that being said, let's get into the final topic, right?
Go ahead.
So the final topic is, how long is too long for an anime to run? I already have my answer, but I would definitely like to hear from you guys first.
I'll go first. I feel like the only time it's too long is if the story makes absolutely no sense while it's going on. Mentions would be Bleach. Mentions would be excessive fillers, and mentions would also be anything besides Black Clover.
So you're saying One Piece?
One Piece's story is very cohesive because they created a world within the storyline. But what I mean is, like, you know how all of a sudden Bleach had, like, the Soul Reaper arc, and then, like, out of nowhere they're like, hey, by the way, you're, like, 1/8 everything. And he's like, what? But they don't explain it. They just create a genre under it. I don't like those. I like it when animes actually have an arc to talk about what is going on versus just being like, yeah, he's just this and this and this and this and this. Like, because it just doesn't make sense cohesively in my mind.
I 100% agree. And again, that's why I hated the way Naruto ended. To this day, that's exactly why I hated the way Naruto ended.
Exactly.
Because at the end of Naruto, they literally just started adding shit that didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And had nothing to do with the story prior to where they were at.
Literally, no one could have killed Madara. And then they made someone stronger. Then they were like,
Know what? The Sage of the Sixth Path, he's not dead. He's literally Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he's going to give his powers to Sasuke and Naruto. What?
Yeah, that shit made no sense.
It made no sense.
Or
bro,
another honorable mention was the ending of the anime version of Soul Eater. No one was able to beat Kishin.
Bro, even the manga version.
Yeah.
Even the manga version, where it's like the sole resonance of boobs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know, man. So, yeah.
They really didn't know how to end that series.
It's a good thing we have Fire Force.
Fast. Fire Force is really redeeming Soul Eater.
Can you guys please shut the fuck up?
Time out.
I'm sorry, are you triggered?
I'm about to drink right
what?
Now.
We weren't even aiming to trigger you.
No.
And he got triggered.
You guys were definitely aiming to trigger
me. No, we weren't.
Fire Force is literally the fucking dumbest story I've ever heard.
Oh, here we go.
You need to go somewhere with that bullshit.
The dumbest piece of shit. You know what? I want you.
I thought we were all on the same page.
Right.
Twitch. I want you to explain the Fire Force story to me with a straight face.
You can't see his face.
And that's exactly why I'm saying that. I can't see his face, but I know he can't say it with a straight face.
Fire Force storyline. Okay. So Fire Force storyline is that there was a cataclysm 250 years ago.
Bam.
Yep.
That burned the entire world and reshaped the maps.
Shaped maps.
Right.
Pangea.
Right.
And now,
I'm just hyping you up.
You know, there are people that have developed fire abilities.
Ooh, X-Men.
Right?
Who are they fighting?
To come fire demons.
Oh, how do the fire demons come about?
Anger.
So people spontaneously combust?
Yes.
So they have to fight people who spontaneously combust.
Whether it's through naturally anger or those bugs, spoiler, that infect
them. Spoiler.
So they have to kick people in the face that spontaneously
No, they have
combust.
To kill them, and only one character
lay
kicks
them
people
to rest.
In the face. Yeah, exactly. La-tome.
La-tome, nigga.
La-tome.
I'm tatting that on my toe.
Facts.
La-tome, nigga.
And again, what does the main character have to do with, again, anything that's going on? What is his connection to everything?
He has what's called an Edola Burst.
Oh, tell me about the Edola Burst.
Edola Burst.
It is a special power that is only given to the eight pillars, generally.
Right, right, right.
Ooh,
there are
yeah.
certain people that kind of get affected by it, but they're like, you know, they're subs, like, not important.
Right.
And that Edola Burst connects him to the actual fire god, in a sense.
Yeah.
So we're going to call him Ra.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He's getting his Ra bag. It's over.
You're right,
exactly.
Right. Uh-huh.
And yeah, you know. It's a great anime. Everyone should watch it.
He said, yeah, you know.
He said, yeah, you know. The
Twist said, and yeah, you know the vibes.
No, hold up. Because Great Saint, fuck that. Great Saint, you was talking about Soul Eater. You, when me and you had this conversation, you was talking about Soul Eater. You were hyping it up, and you were like, they just didn't give us the completion that we needed. All right, man, Fire Force is doing better already.
That's completely false. Completely false.
Present.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Is Frankie Black, Ocean okay?
Black Stars, hold on. Black Stars character development by himself is literally way better storytelling than all of Fire Force right now.
Bro, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Twitch, don't fall for him. He's trying to trap you.
Well, I'm literally going to repeat this. Black Star from Soul Eater's character development is way more important than all of Fire Force right now.
We're not doing this.
How are you going to say that? Because Shinra's backstory alone. Because
Mifune.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Some bullshit.
Mifune. That's all I need to say for you to understand what's happening. Mifune.
No, no cap. That's my just nigga, some though.
Straight bullshit.
Mifune was literally the story arc that made Black Star the GOAT. The fucking GOAT. And my thing is, I don't even like stupid characters. I genuinely hate stupid characters. But the Mifune arc, the fucking samurai swordsman who is protecting a witch that Black Star had to defeat in order to literally absorb that witch so his scythe could become a death scythe. Are you serious right now? And then after that, absorbing the madness so he could excel in that, so he could have the power to defeat God himself, because that was his goal from the beginning. Are you serious? Are you serious right now? Bro, are you gonna tell me Madness Black Star is not one of the GOATs right now?
Don't
are
fall for this, bro. Serious? Don't fall for this.
At no point did I say that Soul Eater wasn't fucking an A1 anime. They gave us ending.
I agree with you because
I literally love Soul Eater and it gave us a shit ending.
I'm glad that we agree.
But we don't agree that the fact that Fire Force is fucking A1 anime as well.
Fire Force has a shit beginning, a shit middle. And I don't even
bro,
know
don't
where the
fall
ending
for
is.
Don't fall for it. Don't
I,
fall for it.
I don't know where the ending is, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be a shit ending too. Fire Force has 3 good characters, and that's it.
I just want to let you know, Twitch, this is the same nigga that said the new season of 7 Deadly Sins, which looks trash, is good. So don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
So you're saying it's not good?
The new season, like, animation-wise, is hot ass. But we're going to leave this alone.
So you're saying Escanor versus Meliodas.
No.
That
Hold
fight
on.
Was trash?
Escanor is already a beast. Like, that fight was going to happen. I'm saying animation-wise, it's not the same studio.
Animation-wise, you're
straight
saying Escanor
cheeks.
Versus Meliodas was cheeks?
Straight cheeks.
Escanor versus Meliodas was cheeks?
Straight cheeks.
So
we're going to... No. We're going to leave this alone. We're leaving this alone. Crack?
How long have you been doing crack? That's all I need to understand in this very moment. How long have you been doing crack?
Crack
That's
is whack. So anyways.
That's all I need to know.
Who else is answering this main topic? What was the main topic question again, G-Sob?
That's crazy. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I have
take
to drink
that
now.
Shot.
I have to drink now.
Yeah.
God
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it. God damn it.
You're.
I swear y'all be setting me up.
Literally,
nah, man,
no one
you.
Sets you up.
He's I just swear. So passionate.
Y'all literally be setting me up. Hold on. Let me know if you hear the clinkers.
Straight silence.
Y'all didn't hear the clinkers?
This nigga took a shot of air.
Hold on. Let me. I'm about to.
Oh, damn, Twitch, you live? That's crazy. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you too, bitch.
Yo,
how many times do we use that phrase?
Clearly, that phrase is the phrase for this.
It sounds like we're all about to take a shot right now.
I think that's going to be the title for this podcast. Is that phrase?
One, two, three. We're good.
Hold on. Can you guys hear this?
Beautiful.
Yep.
Clinker.
Can you guys hear this?
Yep, we heard it.
Cool.
I guess the that topic was how long is too long for an anime to run.
Apparently, our conversation explained that. So there it was, right?
I guess, yeah.
So I feel like in conclusion, how long is too long for an anime to run? Realistically speaking, my thing is, I feel like an anime is running too long when it feels like it detracts from its original story. That's when an anime is running too long.
I agree 100%.
When it's no longer focused on the main idea of what the anime started off with, that's when it's running too long. And I feel like that's something we can all agree to.
I agree 100%.
All right, let's take this shot together.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink, motherfucker.
Ooh, I think we ran through all of our topics this episode.
Yo, how long have we been on this recording for?
We've been recording for a groundbreaking 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like we've had like great conversation. This is probably our best episode. This was a great way to have a season finale.
This was an absolute great way. So, to end the season finale, let's do one more shot, and hopefully no one throws up after this call.
Honestly, sir, I'm about to just show up at your crib, and we're going to drink and cry together.
No, I'm going to sleep. That's what I'm going to do.
Mad selfish.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to cry in my sleep and curl up like a shrimp. A tiger Mad shrimp. Selfish.
All right, let's get it on and pop it.
All right, final shot, guys. Pour it up. This is to season one of Otaku Cafe. We made it, guys. 12 episodes in, and we did it. It couldn't be without the fans and everyone that's in this call right now and everyone that's been in this call. This shot is for the game, and this is for what my shot is for. So, yeah.
For the game.
Oh, my gosh. Does anyone have any last-minute statements before we close this episode out?
I feel like we should hear some last words from the guest.
Go ahead, copyright.
Twitch?
He's quiet. Here? Oh, shit.
Yeah, Twitch, go ahead. Say some last words.
Last words? I guess would be, long live Japan. Shout out to Code Geass.
Black Clover.
And you... Fuck! Fuck!
That's crazy. Oh, no, I didn't finish it. No. I didn't finish it.
Take that. You had four syllables in.
All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get triggered? Oh, all right.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, my bad on that. I think I got disconnected or something, but, you know. I guess my last words really are, you know, definitely, you know, thank you guys again for having me. I can't wait to be back. It's always great conversations, great times. Shout out Otaku Cafe. Shout out Mass Media. Shout out all of Brockton and everything that anybody in Brockton does. We love y'all. Definitely watch anime. It's the best.
Oh, 100%.
Clank, clank.
You already know the five loves anime. No matter what anybody says, the five loves anime, and that's a fact. But that being
Big
said,
facts.
We want to thank y'all so much. This has been a great season. Shout out to all the otakus out there joining in on this cafe with us. Otaku Cafe Season 1, this is a wrap. We definitely want y'all to make sure you stay tuned. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, share, and make sure that you're constantly staying tuned. We're probably not going to be here next week, but we are going to take a little hiatus. But we will be back because we know y'all are going to stay tuned. And you want to know why I know this?
Why?
Because we know you like it nerdy, baby.
So there it is, guys. Don't forget to follow us on the Otaku Cafe Pod on IG. We're on Discord. There it is. Fake horns. And this is how we end off season one. Thank you guys for listening to all of our current episodes. Have a great night. And don't forget to hit us up for anything else. Have a great night.
Bow.
Bow, bow, bow.